and welcome to Talk of the Town, Buckeye Country 107.7. Dave Doney, Joel Riley, our special guest today. Captain Kelly Collins with the Buckeye Lake Pirate Fest. Cloudy skies today, scattered showers. High right around 75. Cloudy tonight, a chance of rain, low near 59. And then for Thursday, partly sunny, chance of showers. High near 81.
Heap's not with Pirate Fest. Mm-mm. He is Pirate Fest.
Now, hold on a minute. The lovely Nina Collins, his wife, I think she's got a lot to do with this, too. But she couldn't make it today. That's fine. So we got the B team. I'm all right with that.
Oh, the B team. Those are fighting words.
Walk the plank.
Yep.
Well, you know what, Cam Kelly, we were talking off the air. This year, second year, you guys are going 3 days this year, though. It, to me, this thing in just 1 year has generated so much excitement. It's really been great to see and hear people getting ready for this event.
Well, and it's fun. We're hearing from pirate groups from around the country that are on their way here. They're coming to join us. They heard about us also. And so, yeah, we've got pirate crews from northern Ohio. We've even got a group coming from Beaufort, North Carolina. They're coming up to join us.
It's amazing that there are pirate groups to me. I mean, you must have known this. You must be tapping into something that is kind of an undercurrent of American culture.
Well, I've been a pirate fan since, when I got married about 18 years ago, I wore a pirate costume to my wedding reception. So I'm a pirate.
To the wedding reception. Now, see, I thought you were going to say to the ceremony.
No, I'm not.
You didn't try that, huh?
I'm not that foolish, no. But, yes, the wedding reception, I was a pirate.
That's hilarious.
Yeah. It was fun.
Yeah,
it sounds like it's just cosplay. It's fun having a good time.
I mean, talk about how this all came together. I mean, you don't just sit around and go, huh, what are we doing this weekend, honey? I don't know. Let's throw on a pirate fest. I mean, how'd this all come to be last year?
It started because there's a thing called Winterfest out at Buckeye Lake. And when we moved there, we heard about Winterfest. And, you know, we live on a lake. So, you know, I have pirate costumes. We just decided to dress up as pirates. And we heard that people during Winterfest get in costumes. And when they go out, you know, they tour around and do the pub crawl thing in costumes. So we said, well, hey, let's just go as pirates. And there were, I think, 8 of us that first year. And everybody, we walked into the bars and people were just, you know, hey, can I get my picture with you? Oh, you guys look great. Can I get my picture? And it just kind of grew from there. And we started that Facebook group it's called Buckeye Lake Pirates. We're on Buckeye Lake and we're pirates. And we say, if you can't remember that, you're not smart enough to be in our gang. And we just broke 1,000 members in the pirate gang.
That's incredible.
Yeah, we're almost over 1,100 now in the pirate gang. And so when you join the Buckeye Lake Pirates, you come up with your pirate name and your duties on the ship. For example, do you drink rum?
Funny. Yes, just a little.
Well, then you can't guard the room, so you're going to have to come up with another job.
No, I don't drink it at all.
No. Okay. But we offer free health care on the ship. Well, actually, you know, it's a doctor. So, well, he just likes to walk dogs, okay? Let's just say that. So, but he prescribes lemons and leeches for whatever ails you. So you got the free health care plan right there.
Nice.
So that's some of the benefits to joining. And we got a chef on the ship. I think he said tonight's special was the rat kebabs. Yeah. And those are free range rats, too.
Oh, okay. So, well, that's always nice to know.
They take that gamey scent right out of it.
Yeah.
So it's just a group of people that like to dress up as pirates and go out. And whenever we go out, we always, you know, say, hey, we're going to go to Papa Boo's this weekend, or we're headed to the Dirty Oar, you know, or whatever. And we let people know where we're going to be. So then they dress up as pirates and meet us there. And we be having a good time.
Sounds like it's a good time right from the start. So when you went from a day to 3 days, you kind of got to bring it. I mean, you know, I'm sure the first year there were some hurdles that you have to jump. And you're like, hey, we jumped those pretty easily. Now it's 3 days long. I mean, do you anticipate people coming all 3 days? Or does it just make it more convenient for, hey, if I'm Friday nights free, I can come out? Or, hey, if Sunday afternoon's better for me, I can come out then?
Well, you know, we learned. You know, being our first year, we thought we had a good plan. We thought it was going to work great. But we had 40 treasure chests all around the lake. And we never thought people would try to get to all the treasure chest. You know, we thought people would pick three or four, you know, five. But there were some people tried to hit all 40 of them, and some of them hit 30 of them. So we said, you know, we got to get more time. You know, that's just not enough time for people. So we were going to do it to 2 days, Friday, Saturday. Well, then a lot of the vendors approached us. We had vendors walking up to us at the end of the show with cash in their hand saying, put me down for next year. You know, they did so well at the show. And then a lot of them said, could you do it one more day? Could you include Sunday? Because, you know, they do go to a lot of effort and expense to get here, and they'd rather be here for 3 days and selling merchandise. So that was kind of what led us into going 3 days, was the vendors asking for it, realizing the treasure people on the treasure hunt just need more time, you know, to go out looking for treasure. And that's kind of what inspired us to go to the three days.
I like it.
Well, talk a little bit about that, the marketplace, for folks who didn't get a chance to go down last year and are, hey, you got the 3 days, I got a shot to get over there. I mean, maybe talk a little bit about the marketplace and what that's all about.
Sure. So we call it Port Royal. The official name is the Harbor Community Center. It's right in the middle of Buckeye Lake, the village on Route 79. And so we rename it over the weekend to Port Royal, because if you know anything about pirates, when pirates gather in a harbor or on an island, they would say, we're going to Port Royal, you know, at this location, which means we're going to go there and we're going to exchange goods and services. And so we named the Harbor Community Center Port Royal. Well, across the street from there was a vacant parking lot. And so we were able to negotiate with the owner of the lot to rent it for the weekend. So now we have two marketplaces, because we just needed more. We needed more space, more vendors. We had over 3,000 people attend last year. Mm. So we rented that other lot, and we're calling that Port North Shore. And there'll be about 40 vendors set up over there, food trucks and just more fun. And there's going to be a haunted house set up over there. Hmm. There's a story. I don't know if you know the story about Mudhouse Manor down in Lancaster, a haunted house. Captain Mudhouse and his pirate crew back in the 1800s came to Buckeye Lake and set up a building there. And things happened in the town. Eventually, the townsfolks ran him out of town and burnt down the building. Hmm. It just showed up. It just mysteriously showed up last year. So we're hopefully it'll come back this year and reappear. We'll have some pirates there, some ghostly pirates to entertain the crews.
I am a little worried about conjuring up an old pirate house on the banks of Buckeye Lake.
What could possibly go wrong?
Nothing, I don't think, whatsoever. So kids, this is a great time for kids to come down as well. Because a lot of people think of this and they think, okay, this is an adult event. I'm not saying it's not, but I mean, kids are going to have some fun as well.
Well, you know, we're doing something special for the kids again. Mm-hmm. You know, last year we called it Pirate's Cove, and it was inside the Harbor Community Center. We had a room set up for the kids. Well, we're going to bring that back again, where we're going to have, they're going to get free tattoos, you know, not the real needle ones. We're going to do the rub-on tattoos. So they're going to get the free pirate tattoos, of course. We're also going to have stickers for the ones that are afraid of needles, you know, or airbrush, actually. They're stickers. But in addition to that, we're going to have free books for kids on pirates and mermaids and lake books. We got the KOA is sponsoring it, so they're bringing over some puzzles and coloring puzzles and lots of things to keep the kids occupied. There'll be a treasure chest in there for kids to reach in and try to find gemstones. So we've got that room going on, but this year we're expanding it. And just outside there, we're having a 27-foot pirate ship is being built by Recreations Outlet. And the pirate ship is going to be for the kids. They can go up the ramp, and they can use a slide to come back down. They can explore the ship and look out the portholes, and it's got masts. And I mean, it's a
got
pirate
a plank, because I could see some kid with his sister. Hey, you, come here a minute. Walk the plank for me.
Yeah, we're keeping the plank inboard. We're not going to let the kids push. Yeah,
he's
not
don't pushing have to the, do that.
Yeah, little sister's not walking the plank.
Because
yeah.
You know, there could be girls pushing the brother out there too. Believe me.
Yeah. So we'll have the pirate ship for the kids to crawl all over and have fun. So yes, we've got those two activities specifically for the kids. Mm-hmm. The only thing we ask is if they're small kids, the parents keep their hands on them, or hold them tightly. Well, you don't want them, you know, accidentally grabbing some porcelain octopus off of a vendor's table and, you know, dropping it or whatever. So keep an eye on your kids. Mm-hmm. People have asked about dogs. Well, as long as they're well-behaved and on a leash, yes, you can bring your dogs for the outdoor portion and walk around. In fact, there's going to be some vendors that are selling pirate gear for dogs.
Uh-oh. You may have just got me on that one.
Oh. Pirate gear for dogs?
Scarves has got to be one.
Oh, yeah. Scarves, yeah. You know, hat. Yeah, they've got special things they're making for dogs. you know, that so they can dress
peg
their dog.
Peg leg the pooch.
Look out now. You know my two. The wife will be like, let's take the dog.
They said well behaved.
That's it.
Well behaved.
They're so, let me tell you something. They're so afraid of everything. They'll see one. They'll see a pirate come at them. They'll look at me and be like, we're out of here, big guy. Meet us back in the car. We'll get back to more with Captain Kelly Collins. But you're listening to Talk of the Town on Buckeye Country 107.7. Hey there, folks. Dave Doney here.
And Joel Riley.
We're your hosts for Talk of the Town, your go-to podcast for everything happening in our local community.
That's right, Dave. We dish out the latest on events, interview local leaders, and we sprinkle in a little fun.
More than a little fun. So whether you're a longtime resident or just passing through, join us every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday for a good time and the inside scoop on all things local.
Yeah, don't miss out. Hit that subscribe button now and never miss an episode on your favorite podcast platform.
Or visit our website at WNKO.com to stay in the loop. And if there's a guest, event, or topic you think we should be talking about, send us an email to news@WNKO.com.
I love it. Tune in and be a part of the conversation.
Welcome back to Talk of the Town, Buckeye Country 107.7. Dave Doney, Joel Riley, our special guest today. Captain Kelly Collins with the Buckeye Lake Winterfest. Cloudy skies, chance of rain throughout
Pirate
the day.
Fest.
Yeah, Pirate Fest.
Pirate Fest.
What did I say?
Winterfest.
Oh, Pirate Fest. It's the Pirate Fest. Thank you so much.
We're going to
keel
here.
Now he's going to make me walk the plank.
We're going to keel hauling.
Now he's going to make me walk the plank. Thanks a lot, Riley. Couldn't let that one slide.
Oh, I heard it. He's just a little far out of my reach.
High near 74 today, cloudy tonight, chance of rain, low near 59, and then Thursday, partly sunny, chance of showers, and a high near 81. But this weekend, again, looking forward to Friday, Saturday, and Sunday for the Buckeye Lake Pirate Fest. Supposed to be just beautiful weather to get out there. And, you know, we're having fun talking about all the great things that folks can come out and do. But this is also a good fundraiser for two local organizations that need some help. Maybe talk a little bit about what's going to be happening and how folks can get involved on that end.
Sure. Well, so we hold Pirate Fest at the Harbor Community Center, and they're a 501c3. They're a charitable organization, and they do Meals on Wheels for seniors. They have exercise classes there for seniors, and they do have artwork on display for local artists. And so we're helping them, raising money for them. All of our vendors, part of our vendor fee, goes towards the Harbor Community Center. So we're raising money for them. And in addition to that, right next to them is the Leeds Food Pantry. And so we're going to have a hearse parked in front, and we're going to do something I've never heard of before. We're going to call it Fill the Hearse. So we're asking people, since everything's free at Pirate Fest, free parking, free to get in, free treasure hunt, free treasure maps, well, bring a canned good with you or some non-perishable food item with you. And when you pull into the parking lot, you can either drop it off there. We'll have somebody at the parking lot to collect it, or bring it over and put it in the hearse and help us fill that hearse with food so we can fill the food pantry.
That's awesome. Are there pirate-themed foods? I'm just trying to think.
Well, I know there's a Jolly Pirate popcorn. I know about that.
Oh,
see? There you go.
Brilliant.
Uh-huh. But at least let's get some food for that food bank and then help the residents of those that are in need. Let's help them by raising some food. So please, if you're coming out to join us this weekend, bring a canned good or something that we can put fill the hearse and have some fun with that.
Fill the hearse.
Now, we're not talking about bring a body either. We're talking about bringing food. Don't do that. I know these pirates can get a little bit crazy on us. Don't do that. Also this year, you got a parade, and you were telling us about how cool this is going to be because it's going to have kind of a special theme to it to help get somebody elected. Talk a little bit about that.
Yeah, you know, like I told you, we got over 1,000 members in the Buckeye Lake Pirates, and we've got captains, boat captains in the Buckeye Lake Pirates, and so we decided it's time to have a Commodore for the Buckeye Lake Pirates. So how do you choose a Commodore? Well, we decided, well, let's go with the most popular captain and ship. So when you vote, you're going to these pirate captains are going to be there, and they're going to be in all weekend. They'll be there greeting and greasing palms and trying to get people to agree to vote for them. Politicians don't do that, right? But the Commodore does. The Commodore, he's a dirty scroundrel. So anyhow, we're going to have a new Commodore, we're going to get our first Commodore. And to help us find him, we're going to ask everybody out there to vote for him or her. And there's actually 4 women and 3 men are running for Commodore, Buckeye Lake Pirates. And so
I mean, is that like a resume thing? I mean, like, you know, here's my list of booty that I have around, or here's conquest. I mean, how would you pick the Commodore from 7 captains?
I guess whoever is able to impress you the most as being the most fun, the most piratey, or maybe the best ship, you know, the biggest, okay. the best ship.
Okay.
So, but each of those seven pirate captains will be there all weekend, and we're going to actually have a soapbox set up for them so they can get up and make announcements. So we're going to have them each hour. They'll take turns getting up on the soapbox and promoting themselves and trying to recruit people to vote for them. And the voting will be done on our website, BuckeyeLakePirateFest.com, and they'll just go out there to vote. And so to help promote them, we came up with a Walk the Plank Pirate Parade on Sunday. And we're encouraging all the pirates to go for a walk through the village of Buckeye Lake. So they'll start out at Port Royal, mm-hmm. cross the street over to Port North Shore. Then they'll walk up to there's a recreational path along the side of the dam. And they'll go up there. They'll walk down there till they get to the boatyard. They'll cross down there, go over to Route 79, cross the street, and go into the chef's shack and the brewery there. They've got an outdoor patio. So they're going to walk through there and make their way back then to Port Royal. And so along the way, these pirate captains are going to be encouraging people to vote for them so they can become the Commodore, at least for a year, the Commodore for the Buckeye Lake Pirates.
Encouragement from a pirate.
And I'm not saying they're threatening anybody, but I'm just saying they're going to be hopefully encouraging them through other means.
If they'd like to encourage the Donies, a bottle of rum would go a long, long way to secure my vote, Captain okay. Kelly. I can tell you it right now. But why the rum? Again, give maybe the times, too. I don't think we mentioned that. Is it the same time? Well, obviously, Sunday probably won't be the same times, but what are the times each day?
Sure. So it's this coming Friday, May the 16th. We're going to start at 4 o'clock. So it's only from 4 to 8 on Friday. And last year, we did it from 5 to 8, and we did it as a something for the locals to get out, you know, before the big show, have the locals come out. And it did so well. We had almost 500 people there for the ribbon cutting. And so we did so well. We decided, this year, let's just extend it by another hour. So from 4 to 8, you can come over and do some shopping. And a lot of the local businesses, they came over on Friday to purchase things that they could then wear to come back at 5 for the ribbon cutting because they wanted some good pirate costumes. And I'm telling you, we've got out of the over 100 vendors that we're going to have there, there's at least a dozen that are going to be selling pirate costumes and hats and accessories and so forth. In fact, there's actually a pirate hat making class tonight from 6 to 8 at the Harbor Community Center. And last I heard, it was full. She can only fit 24 people in the class. So I don't think I'll be able to get any. If you're listening, you want to make your own pirate hat, come on over to the Harbor Community Center with some cash. It's $65, and you're going to make your own custom with under her guidance. She's going to walk you through step by step how to make your own pirate hat. And I've been telling everybody in the class, bring your costume so you can make a hat that matches your yep. costume and accessorize your hat. She's going to have all kinds of accessories there to add to the hats. So then Friday we've got the from 4 to 8. Saturday we start at 11. Those pirates sleep in after all that rum, you know, the night before. So Saturday we start at 11. We're going to go till 5.
Okay.
And Sunday we start at 11. Again, we got to let the pirates sleep in. They start at 11 and go till 4.
Okay.
So 3 days of fun. And, of course, now people say, well, why do you stop so early? Because there are, around the lake, there are over 40 pirate bands performing all weekend, Friday night, Saturday all day. Some of these, the bars and restaurants have 3 bands scheduled throughout the day. They got an afternoon band, a late afternoon band, and an evening band. And so we've got some great, I don't know if there's a Captain Brad Moore and the Lost at Sea Boys. Mm-hmm. Don't know if you've heard of that group out there performing. And so Rock House Pirates is another one. So if you go out and look on our schedule, BuckeyeLakePirateFest.com, we have the schedule of all the bands performing. So we got to give these pirates plenty of time to make to head out that evening to listen to some live music.
And, yeah. So it's not like I'm participating in Pirates Fest. You cut off at like 5 o'clock on Saturday. I don't have to go home and change.
No,
I can keep partying as a pirate into the wee hours.
Oh, you want to go out dressed up as a pirate.
You're... I just wanted to make sure.
Yeah.
You know, we talked about the treasure chests and the hunt. For folks who aren't exactly sure what we're talking about, there's 40 of them. What yes. do they got to do? What is there like a map that or they got to just go find them?
Well, when you come to the Harbor Community Center, Port Royal, we've got the maps there. And so we got them at Pirate Headquarters. So when you see the booth labeled for Captain of the Port, when you see that, go over there. We're going to hand you a treasure map. And there are red X's on the map where these treasure chests are located. And then around the outside of the map has the names of the businesses and a number that matches the number that's on the map. So you have a pretty good idea where you're headed to. And then once you find a treasure chest, there's a QR code. It's in a stand right next to the treasure chest. You scan that QR code and put in your contact information so when you win, we can reach out to you. But then next week, we'll run a, it's called a computer random number generator, and it'll take, everybody's numbered. When you register for one, you're assigned a number, and they run a report, and it's going to just select a number at random, and then that's who wins the treasure chest. So it's not the first person to find it. It's whatever number we draw. Now, you can go to as many as you want, as many as you can find, but you can only win one. So the first time we draw your name, then you're done. You know, you don't. If we draw your name again for another one, we draw another number because you can only win one. But you can go out and enter as many as you can.
Very cool.
And you know, we ask people that when you're going around to register for these treasure chests, the businesses that have them, they're paying for those treasure chests and they're paying for the production of the map. That's why everything's free. And so we ask you to spend a little time there and get to, you know, meet the manager or the owner of the business and introduce yourself and walk around their store. And these aren't just all bars. About 18, I think, of them are bars on a treasure hunt. The other are retail businesses. Mm-hmm. One of them is a new business that joined us this year called Splash and Play, and they sell swimming pools and hot tubs. And they're going to have a mermaid in a hot tub there. So when you stop in there, you can get your picture taken with a mermaid. So you want to make sure to take the kids over there and get their picture with an
kids.
Actual mermaid.
Taking the kids? I'm getting in that hot tub.
There you go.
I'm with you.
There you go.
Right where your brain was going on that one.
Kids? Come
we got
on
the,
now.
In the
and
bucket.
There's some great gifts.
Oh,
I mean,
yeah. I don't want to persuade anybody on which ones to go to because some of them had a little more treasure in them than others. Mm-hmm. But each business has customized their treasure chest, so and it's reflective of their business. So, yeah, you want to get around and get to pick out the businesses that are or hit them all, you know, whatever you can do that you want to win. Now, there's several ways you can go looking for treasure. So you can either hop in your car and drive around, or if you have a boat, you go over to the Buckeye Lake Marina, and they're going to give you a pirate flag that you put on your boat, and they're going to give you a treasure map and a list of locations you can get to by water that have treasure chests. If you have a motorcycle, go see the guys over at Roadhouse Cycles right in Buckeye on. Lake. Go see Trent over there and Ed, and those guys are going to give you, they've got something they're going to hand you also, and a treasure map and a list of locations that are motorcycle friendly that you can go around by on your bike and look for treasure chests. If you live in the village of Buckeye Lake and you have a golf car, come to Port Royal, and we're going to give you a treasure map there and a list of locations you can get to by golf cart. How much fun is that? Hop on a golf cart and drive around the village of Buckeye. Now, it's got to be a licensed golf car, but drive around the village of Buckeye Lake. There are 17 treasure chests that you can find when you're on a golf car. If you live out in Thornport area, and you've got one of those side-by-side ATVs, you go to Rival Can-Am there, Rival Motorsports, and they're going to have a treasure chest in there, and they're going to give you a treasure map and a list of locations because you can't drive on state routes, but you can drive them on the country roads. So they've got a map all laid out for you on the places you can go on your side-by-side or ATV looking for treasure chests. So we're trying to give you a variety of ways that you can go around and looking for treasure. Now, if you're a mermaid, there's a dine and shop tour. You come to Pirate Fest and go to the mermaid booth, and they're going to hand you the list of locations that you can go to meet with other mermaids. And if you're into steampunk, because you'd say, no, Pirate Fest isn't just for pirates. It's also for steampunk and for mermaids. So you come here, we've got a booth for steampunk. And in the business that you're going to go visit are ones that have something special for the steampunk fans out there. So, hey, we haven't thought of everything, but we've thought of a lot.
Sounds like you've thought of everything to me. That's pretty good.
I like the whole boat thing, because could you imagine not knowing what is going on, and you're sitting at a Papa Boo's, and you see a boat come up, and then you see about 20 pirates jump off that boat. I can't imagine what somebody, what is going on
here? We're being invaded.
I think it would be great. Well, Captain Kelly, again, what's the website?
Buckeye Lake Pirate Fest. Dot com.
Get all the information there, schedule, show you all the participating places that you can go to for the treasure chests and all that. It just sounds like it's going to be so much fun.
And go to our Facebook page also. If you're on Facebook, because our Facebook page, we're posting multiple times a day out there, all these activities and all these things. And I was mentioning earlier, even the bands that are performing around the lake, they're making their own post on Facebook for all their fans, their band fans. They're going to send it out to them. And they're in pirate gear, and they're saying, come join us dressed up as pirates this weekend. So come to the Buckeye Lake Pirate Fest Facebook page. You'll get all the updates out there, too.
Brilliant.
And just a whole lot. I love your hat. You talked about making hats. I keep looking at that one. That's a pretty good one. So, kicking off stuff tonight with got folks going over there making hats and getting prepared. It doesn't get much better. Is there going to be like a ribbon cutting ceremony again this year where you're going to kick everything off?
And what 5 o'clock Friday.
Yep.
And, of course, pirates don't use scissors. We'd be using a sword. So. and one of our local steampunk fans, he built a steam-powered ribbon cutting machine. So we had it last year. He's bringing it back this year, and we're gonna. So while I'm cutting it with a sword, he's cutting it with a steam-powered ribbon cutting machine, and it's got a steam whistle on it too. So he'll probably blow the whistle after he cuts the ribbons.
No, I think you've thought of everything.
Sounds like it.
I think they got everything.
Sounds
done.
Like it.
Again, check it out. Get out there to Buckeye Lake Pirate Fest taking place, as we mentioned, kicks off Friday at 4, runs Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Should be a lot of fun. Captain Kelly, as always, appreciate it. Now get some rest because you're gonna need it.
Ahoy, mateys.